USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and members of his coronavirus task force are meeting with Louisiana Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards at the White House. Among the things that are being discussed include the guidelines that were set up by the federal government for states.
The current guidelines, I think you can say, are very much incorporated in the guidance that we're giving states to open up America again. But maybe, Mr. President,
I think a way of saying it, they'll be fading out.
And as far as testing more people for coronavirus, Dr. Anthony Fauci says,
everyone who needs a test, according to the way we're approaching the identification, isolation, contact tracing, keeping the country safe and healthy, that hopefully we should see that as we get towards the end of May, the beginning of June. That's what I'm being told by the people who are responsible for the testing.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Mum's the word. That's at least according to the State Department regarding the health of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
I don't have anything to add to the status of Chairman Kim.
Kim Jong-un has not been seen in weeks, and there has been that speculation that he may have even died of a serious health condition. But Pompeo told reporters just moments ago that he has no information on that, and the U.S. mission, when it comes to North Korea, is still the same. In his words, verified denuclearization.
Costco is requiring all customers wear face coverings starting next week due to the coronavirus pandemic. Starting on May 4th, the new policy will take effect in stores across the country. With the new policy, Costco says most stores in the United States and Puerto Rico will return to regular hours. Costco also is announcing only 2 guests will be permitted for each membership card. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Trump administration says it's doing more tests for the coronavirus than any other country. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
President Trump says the U.S. is amping up its testing capacity from about 200,000 to 5 million tests each day.
We've done more than the entire world combined. We've done more than any other country in the world. So I think we've done a really good job. Now, with that being said, not everybody feels as strongly about testing as others. We have some governors that are very strong on testing. We have other governors, frankly, that aren't nearly as strong on testing. Their test is much more modest.
President Trump was also asked at the White House why the United States is doing less testing than other countries such as South Korea, which Dr. Deborah Birx did some research and had an answer for the reporter.
For Yahoo, gentlemen, I just want to make it clear that South Korea's testing was 11 per 100,000, and we're at 17 per 100,000.
Yeah. So, are you going to apologize, Yahoo? That's why you're Yahoo, and nobody knows who that you are. Go ahead, let's
based
go.
On the numbers, go ahead. I've seen
that's why nobody knows who you are, including me. Go ahead.
Mr. President,
just check it again.
You ought to get your facts right before you...
Well, we have that.
Your facts are wrong.
Let's go.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.